Chapter 42. Clatooine.
Under nighttime skies, Alana descended the Falcon's boarding ramp with Angie and looked up at Javon. He looked down at her.
You want to go out?
She nodded.
You know Jedi Solo wants you to stay here until she gets back.
She nodded.
You're going to give me an immense amount of grief if I try to keep you here, aren't you?
She nodded. He sighed and activated his headset.
All right, troops. Form up. Standard pattern.
The Falcon's boarding ramp rose up into place after Alana and her security detail disembarked, cutting off a trilling query from R2-D2, still inside. Alana led the way from the ship, but only for a few paces.
I want to search the camp.
For C-3PO?
Yes.
And for the man with the dark aura.
But I don't know what the best way is.
The best way, which would cause the most trouble, even if it were possible, would be if we had authority to search every tent and enough troops to lock down the camp while we did it.
Prohibit traffic between tents, search each one in turn.
Given our limited resources, we'd do better putting together a list of places he might want to visit, plus individuals who have an interest in him.
We can search the camp in a grid pattern, concentrating on those tents of interest, trying to get a look inside the ones where we can sneak in or wrangle invitations.
It would be better if we spread out, wouldn't it?
Not going to happen, Amelia.
Sorry. Alana didn't have any places to add to a list. At least not a list pertaining to C-3PO. She'd seen the Dark Aura man ascend a trail to the Eastern Ridge. But that could be her destination only if she'd slipped away from Javon and the others. So for now, she let Javon lead the way. Half an hour later, they found C-3PO.
Alana heard him first. The lilting, often aggravating tones of the protocol droid in full argumentative mode.
Defeating your own purpose by imprisoning one you pretend to want to free?
Alana tapped Javon's sleeve, then scurried in the direction of the voice. She turned a corner and was confronted with a tent she'd visited before. Their first day here. The headquarters of the Manumission Mandate Militia.
There again, the medical droid, in his dazzle pattern of yellow and orange, strode a temporary stage, lecturing. And at the edge of the stage, standing with other members of the speaker's sparse audience, was C-3PO. He stood stiffly, as if at attention, but his language was in no way restrained.
On the other hand, there is no reason why being a revolutionary is automatically exclusive of being a gentle being, yet you persist in acting like a brute.
Alana threaded her way through the crowd to one side of C-3PO. Javon appeared on the droid's opposite side. C-3PO turned to regard Alana. His head turned, that is. His body remained stiff.
Ah, my dear Mistress Amelia, delighted to see you. And relieved, I must say. Please tell me you're here to rescue me. You seem to be getting quite prematurely adept at rescuing droids.
I guess. You don't look like you need much rescuing.
Actually, he does.
Javon tapped the protocol droid's chest, where a restraining bolt was clearly visible. Javon turned toward the medical droid.
What's the idea?
The medical droid walked over to stand before Javon, metal hands on hips.
The idea is to demonstrate how easy it is to enslave even those who claim they serve organics of their own free will. Look at this poor, deluded wretch. Despite his good intentions, one pop of a restraining bolt, and all his free will means nothing.
Javon shook his head. From a pouch, he pulled a multifunction tool and rotated its little pry bar into position.